Now, the rest of the story. Jack Hops was incredulous. He could not believe what the doctors were telling him. He needed a pacemaker? One of those pacemaker heartbeat regulators? Incredible. Well, the physicians told Jack he should not be surprised. He'd been advised years before to anticipate this. After all, he'd had heart trouble since 1980, but nevertheless, Jack was astonished. This simply could not be happening to him. And he did not have to be reminded of his condition. He recalled it as though it had been yesterday. He'd been on a happy vacation, October 5 years previous. Jack and his wife, Eleanor, had so looked forward to the spectacular autumn colors in Franconia, New Hampshire. They had hoped to climb Franconia Notch in the White Mountains near Lovett's Inn, and they did try, but suddenly during that pleasant hike, Jack became winded. He lost his breath, more so than he should have, so much that it frightened him. Jack promised Eleanor that he would see a doctor when they returned home to Ottawa, and he did, but not before he had collapsed from congestive heart failure. A mitral valve had just blown out. Well, that winter, Jack recovered, sort of. But valve surgery was inevitable. In May the following year, an artificial valve was implanted in Jack Hops' heart. At that time, surgeons were certain that Jack one day would need a pacemaker. So during the operation, after the new valve was in place, they attached the necessary pacemaker electrodes to the heart's surface. They left the other ends of the tiny wires in a safe, accessible position and then closed the incision. A month passed before Jack was released from Ottawa Civic Hospital. But when he got out, he felt better than he had in years. His energy had returned. Also, the healthy color of his skin. And the doctor said, "Remember, Jack, you may require a pacemaker someday." Jack said, "Sure, sure, sure." But he soon forgot. And then in June of last year, 1985, he was visiting in Montreal. And Jack noticed his heart was beating irregularly. The time had come, physicians said. Jack now needed a pacemaker. And they said now. And as I've already related, Jack was utterly incredulous. It was not a terribly serious operation, the doctors assured him. A half hour under local anesthesia, maybe a day in the hospital, and Jack would be as good as new. And the pacemaker itself was a relatively inobtrusive instrument, much more compact than they used to be. Jack would hardly know that it was there. And still, Jack found it impossible to believe that this was happening to him. Not because the prospect of such comparatively minor surgery frightened him. Not because he believed that a pacemaker would inconvenience his life thenceforth. Jack knew, in fact, that it would be a blessing. He had just never imagined that the time would come when he, of all people, would need one. But he got one. July 2nd, 1985. In this case, medical science was more than merely healing an isolated individual. Medical science was returning a favor. You see, 3 decades, 30 years prior to the implantation of that life-giving device in Jack's chest, Jack Hops, personally, had invented and perfected the pacemaker. And now you know the rest of the story.